Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I speak to a select group of people who are here by intent, standing on Lemuria. Those who are listening, perhaps they cannot hear the sound of the waves, the ocean, so close. As you sit literally on the gateway to one of the many heiaus that is the sacred areas. Some of you will feel the trade winds or hear it in the trees. There's much to be said about the area. There's much history here. Be aware that what you study and what you think you perceive cannot actually be what happened in Lemuria. Not really. Not the history of it. Not even the land of it, for you sit on a mountaintop that few could even visit because it was so cold. And now it's the shoreline. And what you call the ancients were the Hawaiians. The heiau that you stand before was not Lemurian. And yet it is filled with the energy of the beginning. The Lemurian spark is here. The only real way to feel what took place here is that from the ancestors. And that is why Kalei is here. She is the missing bridge between those who would stand in front of a sacred Hawaiian heiau, a temple, a specialization of perhaps healing or agriculture or compassion or forgiveness. She is the bridge who will translate that back to the beginning, because the ancestors flow through her. And you will see the compassion with her for the ancestors, for they give her information that is current based upon the past. Ancient things to you are current things now. For humans are humans. And you continue to learn in the same way and feel in the same way, except now in a new energy. It's different. Listen to the ocean. It really hasn't changed that much. It's the same sound as the Lemurians heard when they were at the base of the mountain, enjoying the shoreline as you are now. The sky has not changed. The rising sun has not changed. It is your connection, you might say, through the ancestors and through Gaia, to three things that we are going to talk about every single time we channel. We're going to call them the three R's. And the first is respect. You stand and you respect what has happened here at any age, at any time, and at any civilization, for it's sacred. To all of the ancients, to all of the ancestors, even to the Lemurians, this area, not specifically this mountaintop, but this part of the earth was sacred. And so you respect that. You respect what the Hawaiians have done, what the Lemurians have done, perhaps what you have done with the Lemurian spark. Were you here? Were you here? And that's the next one. The next R is remembrance. Are you able to remember at some level anything that's yours here? Forget the fact that the land might have been different. The civilization might have been different. You're on Lemuria. Do you remember the land? Does it talk to you? Is it trying to get through to you? To say, forget the everyday life, all the problems you came with. We're talking about a remembrance of the God inside, of the seed biology that you are, of the beauty of creation. Do you remember being part of this? Remembrance. And the third R, perhaps the most current one, is realization. Now, the very word realization can mean many things, but it's based on one attribute, one derivative, real. Is this real to you? Can you realize it? That is to say, can you cognize all of this to today? Not a vacation, not just a time of fun in the sun. Is it you? Realization. How much can you remember and realize and respect what's happening today with you, with the Lemurian spark, as we stand and sit at a sacred place yet again? That's the challenge of this week. Whether you're having a good time and what you would call relaxation and vacation, enjoying the sights, I challenge you. For the three R's, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, when you close your eyes, respect, remembrance, and the realization of whether it belongs to you. I'll be back. And so it is.